You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Ed Robertson, author friend Donna Allen Figueroa, who I understand has a new book out.
Yes, it's entitled Fall Again Beginnings. It's the first part of a four-part contemporary romantic series set against the background of working actors.
Something that you know a thing or two
about.
Well,
you write what you know, and I have been working in the business for several years.
It is not necessarily autobiographical, but it's based on...
Sure, many of the experiences that the actors in my book have, many have happened to me, many have happened to friends of mine. It's not, if you're looking for Valley of the Dolls, it's not. It's grounded in reality.
It is grounded in reality, and it's the first in a series.
Yes.
Called the Fall Again series.
Fall Again.
Which is available as a paperback as well as an ebook and in Kindle at fallagainseries.com.
Hi, this is Penny Pizer, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. If all goes well, our guests will include actor and impressionist Rich Little. You'll join us for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is our friend Steve Beverly. Steve hosts Steve Beverly's TV Classics, a weekly TCM-like two-hour festival of classic TV shows from the 50s and 60s that originates on E-Plus TV Channel 6 in Jackson, Tennessee, and which streams several times a week at eplustv6.com, eplustv6.com. You can follow Steve Beverly on Facebook and on Twitter at Mr. TV Classics. Steve, can you tell our listeners what's on tap in the weeks ahead on Steve Beverly's TV Classics?
I usually try to think ahead to certain times of year when, you know, you have certain things. We will have, in Labor Day weekend, we always have a marathon that starts on Saturday afternoon and continues all the way until early Tuesday morning after Labor Day. So we'll be doing some of the best of our shows. I usually have a couple of new editions, and then we do a compilation of a lot of our shows that some of them may go back 5-6 years that we've had. But in August and September, usually in August, what I try to do is have one night that we just have pure fun and games, where we go back and look at some of the classic game show episodes that have lapsed into public domain. There's a company called NBN Television that is doing restoration of a lot of the old live shows that were done in the 50s, including the $64,000 question. They've done a lot of this with the old Studio One episodes, and what they've done is that they have managed to recondition the kinescopes back into a frame rate that makes it look as if it were live all over again.
Wow.
I didn't think that would ever be possible, but they go through and they clean up the graininess of it, and then what they do is that then they put them into a frame rate. And a classic example is the Studio One edition of 12 Angry Men that was done in the mid-50s. Bob Cummings was the holdout juror, and you've got Paul Hartman, who played Emmett on the Andy Griffith show. He's one of the jurors. And that show, when you look at it now, the way they have reconditioned it, it looks like either a live or a videotaped show rather than a grainy kinescope. They did the same thing with Rod Serling's Patterns that was done for Kraft Television Theater. And they've also done it for Requiem for a Heavyweight, the great Playhouse 90 drama that Rod Serling wrote. So we try to find things from time to time that have an unusual look to them. And I always try to structure the show in a fashion where we'll start out with comedy, probably in the first hour, And then we shift gears maybe to one of the old half-hour action adventures or maybe an anthology show, maybe something like Highway Patrol or State Trooper. I mean, some of those old State Trooper shows with Rod Cameron can be almost a parody on themselves. And then we try to end up with a fun and games episode at the end. But these are the kind of things, and particularly if you look back into what we did at the end of July, in fact, first week in August, what we had was a tribute to, if you have people who pass away, we had a tribute to Olivia de Havilland, John Saxon, and Regis, all in the same night. Earlier, a couple of weeks earlier, we had a tribute to Carl Reiner that included the This Is Your Life episode that Ralph Edwards surprised him with.
I just saw that a couple of days ago. That was an accident, he had done a parody, if I remember correctly, on Dinah's show, and then Dinah got him.
Yeah, exactly. it was almost the perfect setup for that. And then to see the young, as they called him, Robbie Reiner in
yes.
those days, to see him come out, and I think he was probably 12 years old at the time. But, you know, for things like that are just little gems that haven't been seen many times since they originally aired, they're just so much fun to be able to look back on. And what I try to do is I come on, as you mentioned, sort of like Robert Osborne. I come on, and I don't use a teleprompter. What I do is, if I used a teleprompter on that show, it would be stiff, and the viewers would probably be able to tell I was reading it. But I just try to have an ad-lib conversation with the viewers about these shows, the performers that were on them, what happened to some of the performers, and when and why the show was canceled, because a lot of times these were shows that were beloved in people's minds. A lot of people wonder, why did the Dick Van Dyke Show end after 5 years? And, you know, Rosemarie said before she passed away, we all really wanted to go on and do another couple of years because they would have been in color. And even she said that Dick was willing to do another couple of years, but Carl Reiner was insistent from the get-go that 5 years was it because he believed that they would be stretching the quality of the material. And I think that is, it probably was the right move because so many shows that we see from the past, Ed, are the kinds that maybe the last year or two of the show, if it was a long-running series, may have been just a little longer than it should have stayed. It's sort of like watching an athlete that tries to come back one more time and one more year, and you wish they had.
Can you say Willie Mays?
And sometimes, and I think unquestionably, you look at somebody like Bart Starr, Johnny Unitas.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to see Johnny Unitas in a San Diego Charger uniform, except maybe people in San Diego.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing. Sometimes there are shows that maybe press the envelope a couple of, some people might even argue that the original Andy Griffith Show, that the last 2 years of that show maybe shouldn't have been done. But the point is that I try to bring in information like this that the average viewer may not know. And so it's like I'm having a conversation with Joe and Mabel sitting there in their living room and try to just let them know a little something maybe they didn't know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Steve Beverly hosts Steve Beverly's TV Classics, a weekly two-hour festival of classic shows from the 50s and 60s, which originates on E+, Channel 6, on Saturday nights, and which streams several times a week at eplustv6.com. You can follow Steve Beverly on Facebook as well as on Twitter at Mr. TV Classics. Steve, it is always fun to talk to you. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too. Great fun, and thanks for having me on it.
Steve Beverly is also a mental health advocate and a member of the National Association on Mental Illness. He is ready, willing, and able to talk to any television news operation in the United States and present a webinar on depression as well as coping with depression and surviving vulnerabilities to mental illness in the TV news profession. If you're interested in having Steve present a webinar to your group, you can email Steve, sbeverly@uu.edu, sbeverly@uu.edu. We have a few minutes, enough time to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN, the number one rated virtual private network, according to TechRadar. A lot of us are hunkered down right now. We're either working from home or we're just staying at home waiting out the shelter-in-place order. That means a lot more of us are online right now. Unfortunately, that also means a lot more hackers are online right now looking for ways to get your private information. But you could put your mind at ease by checking out ExpressVPN. It is the fastest, most secure, and easiest to use virtual private network service in the world. And you can try it right now for free by going to tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential. tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential. ExpressVPN has easy to use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. All it takes is just one click and your device is protected. ExpressVPN secures your internet browsing and makes it anonymous by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. It also lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP, the government, or hackers. Plus, ExpressVPN will protect your personal data, such as credit card information, account logins, and other sensitive data from being stolen. Go to tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential for more information. ExpressVPN offers servers in 94 countries so you can access the internet from a wide variety of locations. Sign up for 12 months at tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential. Sign up for 12 months and you will get an extra 3 months absolutely free. That'll bring down the total price to about $7 a month. And if you're not completely satisfied after 1 month, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential. tryexpressvpn.com/TV Confidential for more information. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Don Wells.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Troy Finnis.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Jen
Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. That's what I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Maverick, Legend of the West, revised third edition, completely updated with more than 100 pages of new information about the show that made James Garner a star, including a dozen new interviews and a lot more comments from James Garner himself. Maverick, Legend of the West, revised third edition, available now at maverickLegendOfTheWest.com, maverickLegendOfTheWest.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin saving today. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare, call and see if we can help you. At the Timeshare Exit Hotline, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this complimentary free call and learn how our honest partners can help anyone, anywhere legally get out of their timeshare nightmare.
800-715-6093.
800-715-6093, 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, this is James McEachin. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Wait a minute. Harry Belafonte hosted a week of The Tonight Show? What? How did I not know this?
Ed Robertson with a few minutes, enough time to tell you that our friend Phil Grice of TV Confidential and Archival Television Audio contributed vital archival audio to The Sit-In. The Sit-In, Harry Belafonte hosts The Tonight Show. The Sit-In, the new NBC Peacock documentary, executive produced by Joy Reid and directed by Yuriba Richin, that is now available for streaming on demand on the Peacock digital platform. Phil contributed archival audio of Harry Belafonte interviewing the Smothers Brothers, Lena Horne, and Bill Cosby during the week in February 1968 when Harry Belafonte guest hosted The Tonight Show. Belafonte's guest lineup that week also included Dr. Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, just months before both were assassinated. That historic week in American history, in American pop culture, is captured in The Sit-In. The Sit-In, Harry Belafonte hosts The Tonight Show, featuring archival audio from our friend Phil Grice. The Sit-In, Harry Belafonte hosts The Tonight Show, is available for streaming on demand on the NBC Peacock platform. Also want to tell you that you can now purchase t-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential. Also a reminder that Steve Beverly's TV Classics originates every week from E Plus TV Channel 6 in Jackson, Tennessee, and streams several times a week at eplustv6.com, eplustv6.com. You can follow Steve Beverly on Facebook and Twitter at Mr. TV Classic. Steve Beverly is also a mental health advocate and a member of the National Association on Mental Illness. He is ready, willing, and able to do a webinar to any news operation in the United States that discusses coping with depression and surviving vulnerabilities to mental illness in the TV news profession. If you're a news organization and would like Steve to speak to your group, you can contact Steve via email, stevebeverly@uu.edu, stevebeverly@uu.edu. Ted Bergman's book, Confessions of a Rogue TV Comedy Writer, 40 Years of Fame, Fear, and Combat Inside the Writer's Room, is available in softcover and as an ebook through Amazon.com and other online retailers. You can follow Ted Bergman on Facebook. Finally, a reminder that you can learn more about the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund by going to jgarf.org, jgarf.org. Gigi Garner runs the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund. Gigi also runs the official James Garner Facebook page, where she shares personal photos of her dad on and off camera, while also giving James Garner fans a glimpse into who he was as a person. Facebook.com/official James Garner, facebook.com/official James Garner. You can follow Gigi on Twitter at MavRocksGirl. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, behalf of Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We will talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.